Oh. I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and I am here with Corey Rosenbusch, and he's going to tell us more about what's going on in the markets with the fertilizer.
Yeah, so it's obviously we're coming off a very volatile time for the fertilizer markets, and I think farmers have all experienced that for a variety of reasons, from geopolitics to weather to COVID. And I think we're all just ready for a little more stability. I think we saw that start to happen a little bit in early 2023. The market began to soften. I think, you know, expectations, farmers can't expect that we're going to go back to pre-2019 because those were record lows and frankly unsustainable for the industry. But at least at a place where we're at least stable. And I don't even manufacturers don't like a lot of that volatility because it just requires a lot of risk that no one wants to take on. You know, we saw the spring and the summer really draw down a lot of inventory. You know, folks were still sitting on some higher priced inventory coming off of last year and just wanted to be really cautious. And so now we're starting to replenish that. I was just talking to an ag retailer who said that he had the biggest fall ammonia application that he'd ever had. And I think we're gonna anticipate an even more significant spring. If you just think about it globally, grain stock to use ratios are still very tight. Commodity prices still remain favorable. And I think that's gonna lead to high demand. Barring no really strange global supply and demand craziness like Russia invading Ukraine a couple of years ago, hopefully we're in a good place going into the spring.
And Corey, can you tell us about the innovation and technology and biostimulants?
Yeah, as an industry, I'd say a priority for the fertilizer companies that we represent is really investing in the future. You know, we all want to be efficient with traditional NPK fertilizers, and that includes investing in new technologies, whether it's inhibitors, coating technologies, or what we saw in our recent industry trends research that we did, the biggest opportunity perhaps for a lot of companies are in the biological space. So the biostimulants, specifically biostimulants and the Biostimulant Association recently came under the TFI umbrella, and we've been working on developing some standards around safety, composition, and efficacy that helps create really a tool for our agronomists, our crop advisors, and for the farmers to use to kind of understand what are biostimulants and how do they work and make sure there's a minimum threshold that they meet so that they can kind of narrow that funnel a bit and figure out which ones they want to use in their own field trials. That certification has been launched, and we expect a lot of those products to pursue that certification and to be a tool for ag retail into the future. But we're also seeing it on the sustainability front. The Inflation Reduction Act recently created a tax incentive that has fostered investment in low-carbon ammonia. Now, I think the jury is still out on how much application we'll see for the ag space. A lot of that is going to use the hydrogen molecule in ammonia as a fuel source. So Asia has started to invest in it as a fuel source. Shipping companies are going to use it as their fuel to power their container ships. But in the future, will we see food companies that may incentivize farmers to grow their crops using low carbon ammonia? And will there be a strong return on investment for that? So it is a wide range of investments and innovation that we're seeing in the industry right now. And it's an exciting time to be in fertilizer.
I've been speaking with Corey Rosenbusch with the Fertilizer Institute, and this is Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM.